frost. I think most of us, though, will just be on the cool side tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 65. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've got 54 degrees in Alexandria, 55 in Penn Quarter, and 49 in Columbia.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
former President Trump's claim of immunity from criminal charges goes before the Supreme Court today.
There's once again an opening for large ships at the Port of Baltimore today after being stuck there for weeks.
Well, this county has in mind for a new student phone policy. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
School funding, election law, housing safety, Maryland bills get signed into law. I'm Kate Ryan.
10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court hearing arguments this hour on former President Trump's claims of absolute immunity during his 4 years in office. Correspondent Jan Crawford has our top story from Washington.
The justices will decide whether and to what extent a former president has immunity from prosecution when it comes to official acts during his tenure in office. That decision will determine whether special counsel Jack Smith can try Trump for his alleged efforts to interfere with the 2020 election.
Mr. Trump is stuck in New York, hearing more testimony in his criminal trial from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. A surprise ruling from New York State's top court. It's overturned a former Hollywood producer's rape conviction.
The New York Court of Appeals ruled that the judge in the landmark trial prejudiced Harvey Weinstein with improper rulings. The court said that included allowing women to testify about allegations that were not part of the case. The 72-year-old Weinstein has been serving a 23-year sentence in New York. He'll remain imprisoned because he was convicted in Los Angeles in 2022 of another rape and sentenced to 16 years in prison. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Stocks in shock. The Dow is down 652 points amid a new sign consumer spending is finally slowing down. The Commerce Department reports the economy grew at a lower than expected 1.6% rate in the first quarter. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it could signal lower interest rates on the horizon.
Most believe that we are going to see the first rate cut at the September meeting, but with the slower than expected pace of growth in the first quarter, the June meeting could be a live one. We could see a cut in that month.
We're just in from Baltimore. The first cargo ship has passed through a new temporary channel after the Key Bridge collapse. The Balsan 94, flying Panama's flag, is one of five carriers that have been stuck there for a month. A changing of the guard in gang-ravaged Haiti. A day after shots rang out near the National Palace in Port-au-Prince, President Ariel Henry has resigned. A transitional council has just been sworn in. First step in forming a new government. Henri's resignation letter was signed in L.A. New report finds the number of food recalls is skyrocketing. CBS's Cooper Lawrence.
The most commonly recalled foods were snacks like cookies and granola bars and fruit. Almost half were because of mislabeled packaging, and the rest were for stuff like listeria and salmonella.
Contaminated food is blamed for at least six deaths and 1,100 illnesses in the last year. Dow down more than 660 now. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03 on WTOP. It's Thursday morning, April 25. 51 degrees. Cooler today, only into the low 60s. Good Thursday morning. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Large ships trapped for weeks at the Port of Baltimore are able to leave today at the discretion of the Coast Guard. It is a crucial four-day window that's now open, allowing those vessels to use an alternate shipping channel. The move will also allow some container barges to come into the port. Shipping traffic will then pause again early next week to allow salvage crews to work on the next stage of the cleanup from the collapsed Key Bridge. The Maryland Port Administration says this new option for shipping traffic is 35 feet deep, much deeper than what's currently being used. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the port's 50-foot-deep channel at the end of May. Parents in Loudoun County are being asked for their input on how and when students can use cell phones in school. The Loudoun School Board will then use that input as part of a new school policy. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports there are limits on what schools are allowed to do.
Students and teachers may not agree on what the policy should say, but they definitely agree that it needs to be consistent.
Aaron Smith, a chief technology officer for Loudoun County Public Schools, says this new phone policy would codify practices often being used already. Elementary students not allowed to use personal tech during the school day, middle school off and away, high school students make sure it's silenced during instructional time.
It really limits it to its off unless explicitly allowed.
He says students are allowed to carry a phone.
We get a lot of requests sometimes to block cell phones or to make sure that they don't work, and that's actually against FCC regulation where we're not allowed to do that.
The policy says parents should avoid texting their kids unless it's an emergency. The public input period's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place before the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A new artificial intelligence program is in the works at the University of Maryland. WTOP's John Doman goes inside a lab where a new computer program aims to help music teachers and students.
On the ground floor of one of the new computer science buildings at the University of Maryland, Anna Kelleher played her centuries-old violin, while a computer in front of her told her to do things like raise her chin or widen her stance.
It's very helpful. And for me, it's like I've been playing for 15-plus years.
So those mistakes were made on purpose as she demonstrated a new AI-powered program that can take a 3D scan of her.
This can be now sent to the teacher, and then teacher can review it at home what the student might be doing right.
Shnahish Threshtra, the PhD candidate behind this program, says look at this as sort of the Peloton of music instruction.
We've tried to address the things the teacher doesn't want to do and the things the teacher cannot do, which is not be at with 10 students at all at the same time, being giving them individual feedback. And that's what the software does.
At the University of Maryland, John Dome in WTOP News.
It's 10:06. Another wave of bills passed by Maryland lawmakers have become law. The second signing ceremony by Maryland's governor in Annapolis includes a bill created after a young woman died in a Silver Spring high-rise fire. Details from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
25-year-old Melanie Diaz died after a fire in a downtown Silver Spring high-rise 1 year ago. During this year's legislative session in Annapolis, Delegate Lorig Charkudian said the fire at the Arrive apartment complex shocked the community, including residents.
They believed because they were in a building that appeared to be fully renovated and brand new, that it had all the latest safety requirements in it.
Charkudian's bill includes requiring fire safety instruction for tenants every 6 months and for new tenants when they move in. Her bill is one of dozens being signed into law at the second signing ceremony since the General Assembly session ended last month. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Still to come on WTOP in Money News.
Stocks tumble on a weak economic report. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's turn to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to the midday, folks, where we're going to start in the district. Northbound DC 295 near Burroughs Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. If you're traveling inbound on New York Avenue near Bladensburg Road, we had the left side blocked for the crash and response on scene. Still the issue in Southeast M Street westbound between 8th Street and New Jersey Avenue, still under police direction with all lanes blocked for the crash that involved the motorcycle earlier. eastbound may be open as you travel on the eastbound side of M Street as you head toward 8th Street. Keep in mind, if you're traveling southbound on 8th Street, you're being diverted on the eastbound M Street as a result of the motorcycle crash. Traveling otherwise in Maryland on the Beltway through Montgomery County, outer loop delays leaving Old Georgetown Road coming off the southbound 270 spur toward the American Legion Bridge. Inner loop slows past 355 headed toward Connecticut Avenue, which the travel lanes are open. Still some inner loop delays leaving Route 1 in College Park headed down toward the BW Parkway. If you're southbound on the BW Parkway between 198 and 197, it's the left lane that gets you by the work zone. Otherwise, 301 southbound near Chad's Ford and Timothy Branch Drives, we had the right lane blocked for the crash, uncertain if that is still the case. If you're traveling on Pennsylvania Avenue southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by the work zone there. Back in Virginia on I-95 northbound, coming past Dale City, headed toward the truck scales, that's where you had to work along the right side. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Feeling a little bit more like March out there today compared to late April, with high temperatures only forecast to rise between about 55 and maybe 60 degrees. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, a stray shower not out of the question. Most of the day, though, rain-free. We'll be rain-free overnight with lows between 40 and 45. Cool out the door for your TGIF sunshine for your Friday with highs in the middle 60s. We're in the 60s again on Saturday, cloudy and cool, maybe an isolated shower. We're dry Sunday and warmer with more sunshine in the 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's a cooler 51 degrees this morning in Washington, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1010 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Jeff Claybaugh, what is happening on Wall Street?
This morning's GDP report apparently took the markets by surprise. The Dow is down 664 points. That is 1.7%. The S&P 500 is down 72, a 1.5% loss in early trading. The Nasdaq is now down 268. That is 1.7%. Mixed news in the GDP report this morning. Economic growth slowed more than expected in the first quarter, at an annual rate of just 1.6%, down from 3.4% the previous quarter. It is just the first estimate. There'll be two more GDP reports. The economy's main driver of growth, however, personal spending, still grew at a healthy 2.5% rate. Comcast lost another 487,000 cable customers, leaving in favor of their streaming services. It also lost 65,000 broadband customers last quarter, but Comcast's new wireless phone service is attracting subscribers, growing 21% last quarter to about 7 million. The number of house hunters signing a contract to buy last month rose 3.4%. Pending sales were about the same as they were a year ago. Even with a modest gain in sales last month, home sales are still lingering near a 30-year low. One more check on the numbers. The Dow's down 670. The S&P 500 down 70. The Nasdaq is down 252 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Just ahead, we'll go deeper on the immunity case coming before the U.S. Supreme Court today involving former President Trump. It's 10-12.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Just use the promo code PRESTO. Can anyone keep the Orioles in the ballpark? Birds have been homering early and often this year, and I think the wind will be blowing out at
Camden Yards this weekend. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/presto to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Still to come, some local retailers taking new steps to reduce a wave of shoplifting. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Bring AI to your data with TVAR Solutions and Dell Technologies. Accelerate from possible to proven with our innovative tech, expert services, and partner network. Experience top AI performance and simplify with cutting-edge tech for generative AI. Data fuels artificial intelligence and generative AI. Quality and quantity matter. Generative AI transforms organizations, boosting productivity, cutting costs, and delighting customers. With TVAR Solutions and Dell, you're not just embracing the future, you're shaping it. Learn more at tvarsolutions.com/DellAI.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall? Or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Happening at this hour, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments on whether former President Trump is entitled to immunity from federal prosecution for anything he did while in office. The court's decision could determine whether Mr. Trump is tried in at least two cases. CBS Chief Legal Correspondent Jan Crawford takes a look at the arguments in this case.
It's a big day, and the court has never considered this issue before because no president or former president has ever faced criminal charges before. And the decision in this case could determine whether former President Trump will face trial in at least two other cases. And of course, that decision is going to come down right in the middle of an already politically charged election year.
You have to give a president full and total immunity.
From the campaign trail to the nation's highest court, former President Trump is arguing he should be free from criminal prosecution.
This isn't just me. This is all presidents. They have to be given immunity. Otherwise, they're going to be unable to act.
The justices will decide whether and to what extent a former president has immunity from prosecution when it comes to official acts during his tenure in office. That decision will determine whether special counsel Jack Smith can try Trump for his alleged efforts to interfere with the 2020 election.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
In filings, the special counsel argues that instead of an official act, Trump was working to carry out a private scheme to remain in power by fraud, a charge the former president denies. Trump has failed to persuade two lower courts, including the D.C.-based Federal Court of Appeals. A group of 19 former military leaders also warned in a brief filed with the court earlier this month that presidential immunity from criminal prosecution would threaten the military's role in American society, our nation's constitutional order, and our national security. Legal analysts expect the Supreme Court to also be skeptical.
They've never recognized this sort of immunity from criminal prosecution that Trump is requesting. So I think it's a pretty uphill battle for the Trump side.
Now, the Supreme Court has moved quickly to hear these arguments. We can expect a decision by July. There is a possibility they will send it back to that lower court for how to apply this ruling. So either way, it's not at all clear that Special Counsel Jack Smith will have enough time to try this case before the election.
That is CBS Chief Legal Correspondent Jan Crawford. Stay with us throughout the hour. We'll bring you updates as we listen in to what is happening today before the High Court. It's 10:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Back to the traffic center and Rob Stallworth.
In the district, Independence Avenue in Southwest at 14th Street, we have an always stop as a result of some dark traffic lights. They put an actual stop sign out there. Listener says people are not really paying too much attention. So Independence Avenue at 14th Street, dark traffic signals, please treat it as a four-way stop. Southbound DC 295 leaving Eastern Avenue with delays as you head toward Burroughs Avenue. May have one in the roadway there. Northbound DC 295 coming past Burroughs Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Traveling inbound on New York Avenue near Bladensburg Road, we had the left lane blocked for the crash. Also in Southeast, it was westbound M Street between 8th Street and New Jersey Avenue. You were under police direction for the crash that involved a motorcycle. Traveling on the Beltway in Virginia, the inner loop looks pretty smooth, leaving Alexandria headed toward McLean. Outer loop slows, leaving the Georgetown Pike headed toward the Dulles Toll Road with the work in the right lane there. Eastbound 66 inside the Beltway delays toward Glebe Road and Fairfax Drive. That's a typical delay there if you're headed toward the Roslyn Tunnel. Traveling on I-395 southbound, coming past Shirlington, that's where you had the right side blocked for the crash scene there. Two lanes to the left will get you easily by. Northbound 95 near the Dale City Truck Scales, the right lane continues to be blocked for the work zone there. In Maryland on the BW Parkway southbound between 198 and 197, it's the left lane that gets you by the work. Then 301 southbound near Chad Ford and Timothy Branch Drive, we believe that crash should be wrapped up and gone. Traveling on Pennsylvania Avenue southbound, leaving Westphalia Road, headed down toward Dower House Road. That's where the left lane gets you by the work zone, so watch out for that. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
The 7 News First Alert forecast from Eileen Whalen.
Tracking some big temperature changes over the next several days. Today, though, going to be on the cool side with high temperatures. Most of us will stay in the 50s all day with more clouds than sun and just an isolated shower chance. Tonight, lows will be in the 40s for the most part. 40 to 45 are range of overnight lows. Tomorrow, sunny and 65. Now, this weekend, a warm front's going to lift north of us on Saturday. I do think we're going to be pretty cloudy and cool, highs in the lower 60s. There is a slight chance for a passing shower, maybe during the afternoon. No rain Sunday. We'll have high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s and near 90 on Monday. Fortunately, though, humidity levels will remain low. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
52 degrees right now with partly sunny skies in Washington. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with a Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Just ahead, an early look as to what the justices are hearing this morning at the U.S. Supreme Court. A special report on the way. It's 10:21.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support. My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government, delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated WISH kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
CBS News special report at the Supreme Court right now.
We will hear argument this morning in case 23-939, Trump versus United States.
Donald Trump's immunity case.
This will have long-term repercussions, not just for Trump's case, but for the cases of people who might hold the presidency in the future.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson on the former president's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results.
Is there such a thing as absolute immunity for somebody who served as president? And if there isn't, what kind of immunity is there?
If the court rules against Trump, the criminal case against him would proceed. But Notre Dame law professor Derek Mueller doubts any such trial could get underway much before election
day. The court is going to want to make sure it has its I's dotted and T's crossed. Whenever you're dealing with this question of presidential authority, you're thinking about the next 50 or 100 years on it.
What the justices decide could change American democracy. When they decide, it could hurt or help Donald Trump's re-election bid. CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Barker.
Stay with us for frequent updates on this breaking story throughout the morning. A developing story we're following out of Southeast Washington. A D.C. police officer in the hospital. It follows a crash that occurred in the Navy Yard neighborhood. Authorities say the officer was riding a motorcycle when the officer was hit by a car on M Street Southeast. This happened just before 8 o'clock this morning. The officer was taken to a hospital. The extent of injuries is unknown. Police say the driver who hit the officer stayed on the scene. Earlier, M Street Southeast was closed in both directions between 3rd and 4th Streets as the investigation continues. An increase in shoplifting has more area stores making changes. Harris Teeter stores now require in the district now require you to show your receipt before leaving. And you're no longer allowed to bring in suitcases, roller bags, duffel bags, or backpacks. In a statement, Harris Teeter says the changes will help them to maintain a safe shopping experience. In February, a Safeway in Northwest added security gates to deter thieves. That same month, a CVS in Columbia Heights shut down after thieves left shelves there nearly empty.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Well, Dave Preston, this is an honor I think is long overdue.
Pretty cool stuff. Breaking Commanders news, Burgundy and Gold announcing last hour that they will retire Daryl Green's number 28 this year. The Hall of Famer made 7 Pro Bowls, started 2 Super Bowl winning teams. He played all 20 of his seasons in the NFL with Washington. Daryl Green was picked 28th overall in 1983, the final selection of that first round. Commanders picked 2nd this evening. Jaden Daniels is projected to be the choice.